Thank you very much. Woo-hoo! Last week, we had the Chilcot report, which told us what we already knew. That Tony Blair took us to war on the basis of lies, on the basis of deceit, and took us into a war which, as Chilcot himself said, was a totally unnecessary war.
Yes.
And the people who are now paying the price for that war is not Tony Blair, is not Jack Straw, is not any of the politicians who voted for that war. The people paying the price are the millions of Iraqis. The people paying the price are those families of soldiers who died during the war. The people paying the price are the Muslims of Europe who've been faced with a huge wave of Islamophobia and racism since that war began, which has got worse and worse. We had the terrible events in Nice the day before yesterday, where nearly 100 people were killed in what looks like a terrorist attack.
Give me 2 seconds.
And we have to condemn all those terrorist attacks. But let's not pretend that they come from nowhere. They come from a world where we bomb Muslim countries, where we occupy Muslim countries, and where we treat Muslims in the most racist way. And are we then surprised, as even MI5 has said, that the level of terrorism has risen? And we now live in a very, very dangerous situation, because across Europe and across the world, there is a polarization of politics. There are those who are looking to far-right solutions. And these are the people who are putting up fences against the refugees, who are allowing the refugees to drown in the Mediterranean, who are deporting them back to Turkey, which has no democracy, but which they say they will be safe in. Those people are suffering as a result of it. And we should say the refugee crisis is not a crisis, it is a product of these wars, and we have to support the refugees and their rights. Minister. She is a woman who has constantly tried to attack refugees, who has depleted our civil liberties, who has supported torture and rendition of Muslim people abroad. What can we learn from Theresa May about anti-racism? Absolutely nothing. They will use racism in order to scapegoat people, in order to get us to accept lower wages, 0 hours conditions, all the other things they're trying to inflict on us. And we have to say we are not going to go down that road. We stand against racism, we stand against scapegoating, and we stand for the right of Muslims and the right of people to defend their civil liberties.
Yeah.
There's one other point I'd like to make. Jeremy Corbyn was... of Stop the War. He got elected in part because he was an anti-war and peace campaigner. I think it is despicable that some of those in the Labour Party are doing the Tories' work for them.
Yes.
And
fighting
for what Labour believes in. And I'm making it absolutely clear from Stop the War, we defend Jeremy Corbyn. Racism, fight against war, and let's see who's unelectable. Is it the majority of the MPs in there, or is it Jeremy Corbyn? Every success in this campaign, and all of us who oppose racism austerity, whatever party we're in, should do everything we can to make sure he's victorious.